Iggy, I know you've just wrapped up your final meeting, your final training session. I suppose all the talking's done at this stage.
Certainly is. If it's not done by now, it's not going to be done. And the stage is sitting back, waiting for the Irish to pass. And
tell me about this team of yours.
Players, you know, probably something every year in Tyrone, you've got a lot of players, you know, of a similar ability, which makes finalising a squad difficult. And that, you know, you're leaving 10 or 12, 15 lads out of a squad that, if on another day they got into the squad, they could contribute. So that's difficult. But whenever you pick your squad, you then have to try and mould them into a fairly well balanced outfit, to be honest.
Yeah, and I know you embraced the under 17 as well, and you know you mixed and matched right through both campaigns.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, myself and Paul both have the same opinion that it's not really about ourselves; it's about the players, and who are we to deny any player the right to play in Ulster Minor or Ulster under 17 Championship? And that, you know, it does go on to an All Ireland level as well. Not saying the Tyrone's going to win at the same time, that's the course you set out on, and I feel it's only right that players get the chance to have that opportunity. And it also benefits ourselves, and a number of our players have had the Ulster Championship experience at this stage of the season, others haven't had.
Yeah, and I know the word was coming out from very early this year, Tyrone were really gunning to do well and win the last minor, and obviously maybe even win the first under 17.
Yeah, I don't know who said that, but no, I suppose every team has targets. But to be quite honest, we never mentioned winning that, to be honest. All we were preparing for is the match in Celtic Park, and I suppose if I'd been given a choice, it could have been my own draw at the start of the year, I certainly wouldn't be picking go back to Celtic Park to play Derry. I think they have a very strong history at minor football, and it's probably the draw we didn't honestly want.
And they probably have had the upper hand over Tyrone in recent years.
They have. Derry minor teams have been very successful this last couple of years, and I suppose they're there till now, and I suppose it's up to somebody else to knock them off it, but that's easier said than done as well.
Yeah, and of course you faced them last year as well, and there was a big gap at that stage.
I think, you know, in hindsight, our preparation last year wasn't maybe what it should have been. We were badly affected by injuries, and thank God this year we've 33 lads in the squad and 32 of them are training at the minute, so it's a positive.
Yeah, and the minor league went well for you, and of course you played Derry twice in the minor league, and you've already won the minor league.
We have, but when the ball's thrown in tomorrow, that'll count for absolutely nothing. I suppose the league truly is to be used to give every player an opportunity to stake a place on the championship starting 15, and that's what we have done. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, because of the success of some of the schools, it wasn't actually possible to get access to all our players, but we didn't mind that. They were still playing at a high level and able to observe what they were doing there.
Yeah. A lot of football played already this year by your teams and by your players, as you mentioned, with under 17 championship and the league.
From our point of view, the more worrying aspect would have been double round of club fixtures midweek. You know, that really would have disrupted our training schedule, and that they're playing twice a week for their club. Really, what can you do? Only run a few recovery sessions or whatever. You know, sort of limit our preparation. But here, that's embraced tomorrow.
Yeah, and tell me, in terms of
it's like all teams. You know, when you get near the championship, the injuries clear up, and the physio Stan Watson's in rather than sorting out 8 or 9 players. So no, it's been good and it's been positive, and very happy with how our preparations have gone.
No late injury worries, no.
No. Hopefully, as I say, we've 32 players to pick from, and we went with our 15 to start with, and we realise that you know, the strength of any team is what you have on the bench, and I think you only need to look at what Derry have on their bench to realise, you know, that 15 players will not get you over the line in modern game.